back to the latest episode of Parenting Talk. I'm Bree.
I'm Riley.
And I'm Aaron. Saying goodnight. I love you.
Who? Do you love me or her?
Or the podcast.
Huh?
Both of you.
Aww.
That was super funny. You literally, just slid in here like Michael Jackson.
I was waiting for him to fall. I wonder how.
Hey, do you slip and slide that easy everywhere? Slip and slide up in here, up in here. Slip and slide up in here. Okay, anyways.
No. Okay, I leave it. I want people to hear that. Okay.
I hear what? Your dad sliding?
Yeah, he like slid in and like opened my door. He was like, shh.
Really? I've been looking for my other sock.
So welcome to today's podcast episode. We are going to
continue with our sex talk. I don't remember what we were going to talk about, but I know I wanted to finish it. So let's talk about sex. Well, yeah, I can't wait. One day when you go back to school, I'm going to put on that song.
Let's talk about sex,
baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the possibilities that could be. Anyways, so let's talk about sex. What did we want to talk about sex? Do you feel pressured right now to have sex?
I've only felt pressured once, but I shut that down quickly.
Who did you feel pressured with? Do I know this person? Was it sex that you felt pressured to have? Or was it you felt pressured to...
I think they listened to this, actually.
Did you feel pressured to take your relationship, quote-unquote, to the next level? Take it to a whole nother... Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
A whole nother level. Take it to a whole nother level.
So, this person actually was...
I know this person.
No, you don't.
I don't know this person.
You don't know this person.
Well, then they're a terrible piece of trash.
I know.
You're a terrible piece of trash. Like, my phone needs... I dropped my phone. You can see all
So, this person is a guy.
Well, I mean...
And this happened last year. Yeah. So, he jokes around a lot, okay? We were friends at the time. I mean, we still kind of are, but not really. At the time, we were really close friends. And we were just joking around and all that. And he was talking about, like... someone getting caught watching porn in class or something. And I was like, oh, ha, how funny. And he was like, yeah, they get paid a lot to have sex. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, how much you want to bet that I would do it? And he was like, bet. And we were like, ha, ha. And we shook on it. And we were joking. We're like, all jokes. And he was like, but I wasn't joking. And then I was like, what? He was like, now you gotta have sex with me for money. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry. And so it was, like, this whole thing, and he was, like, is this happening in 10th grade? And I was, like, no, it's not. So I ended up telling, the guys who he hangs out with, which are some of my closest friends, and I was, like, is he always like this? And they're, like, no, he's not ever like this. Like, I don't know why he's being like this. So he kept reminding me about this.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
And it got so much to the point where I was literally, like, so scared that he was being serious. And I ended up having a talk with him, and then I made our counselor talk to him, which is, like, he's a lot more scarier than the principal. But he's, like, my best friend, the counselor. So he ended up talking to him, and, yeah, he hasn't bothered me about it since.
Yeah. So you felt pressured?
Felt pressured, because I didn't know what he would do if I said no.
Okay, I gotta show this. This is funny, because we were talking about a whole other level.
You know that's a herpes simplex.
Right
there. Well, no, it's because of my braces right here. In my mouth.
It's weird.
Sometimes it does that. Like, it won't play any...
Well, are you still friends with this person?
No. Last time I talked to him was, like, in just...
Okay, hold on.
Last time I talked to him was, like...
See if you can get to work. Talk about sex. Every time. Ow!
It was just the computer edge.
I will stuff this sock in your mouth and take it to a whole nother level. No, I was. Why? I'm trying to watch it.
I know. Calm down. Is that it?
Yeah, but that's... I know,
another level.
No, you didn't say it right. It's not whole nother. You guys nother. Say he goes whole nother level. Mad TV. Yo, my
Mary.
Is it gonna play?
Nope. It's not playing Musica.
Go to Dad's music. Account. Dad's gonna be like, what the heck? Why is this?
Anyways, let's talk about sex.
Okay.
Do you wanna have sex? Do you feel like you're emotionally ready to have sex?
Possibly.
You do?
Possibly.
Do you have a set person you want to lose your virginity, which is weird, like I said. Do you have a person in mind that you would like to give your chastity away to? You want to be taken. You want to be ravished by a certain person. Well, I'm assuming that's a yes, because you didn't flat out say no. Yeah, nasty. Yeah, nasty.
Yeah. I'm trying to search it up.
I don't know.
Dad only watches, like, car videos and stuff. That's literally all just car videos and John Dean.
That's not John Dean. It said that's John Jeffrey Dean. Dean Morgan. Jeffrey, oh my God, you're so stupid.
Will you hit me with a sock before I can do anything?
Oh, so. I'll hit you. Some people like that.
We're going to talk about this, but I don't know if we should talk about this. You're going to be weirded out that I know what this is.
What?
I'm going to write it on my arm, but I'm probably
going to... No, I don't want you to write anything on your arm.
Okay, here. Well, I have a paper right there that I can write on. Right here.
It's so weird how this is not... No thanks.
Have you seen those peer tests?
What?
The peer tests.
We already talked about it. That's what fetishes are.
We didn't, like, specify.
And we did. We talked about stuff like that.
Yeah, have you seen, like, those peer tests? Like, the peer ice tests and the peer tests?
No. I found out which... Sorry.
I kind of wanted to take one, actually. I know nothing's going to happen because nothing ever...
How come... It's, like, not plain.
It works on my headphones, though.
I don't want to... play it on the headphones. I don't understand why. Ah, it's Mary Goldberg. Because,
okay. Anyways,
let's talk about sex. Oh, look! Found out which merit badge counselor. Pizza appreciation merit badge. Sorry, I got a Facebook notification and I looked at it. Yo, yo. So let's talk about sex. But sex complicates things.
It does.
What?
It does. Because then you got like, okay. We've already talked about this, but I'd like to specify more on this. So, sex can mean different things to many different people. Specifically, girls think of sex as this really, really big deal. And I'm not saying that guys don't either, but girls think of it as, like, this big thing. It's like,
okay,
you're a very important person if she's gonna have sex with you. Guys are like that too, but there are also some guys who are like, I'm just gonna do it
because you're speaking from a female perspective.
No, that's why I also said some guys aren't like this, but there are also guys who are just like, let me just do it because I'm bored or because I want to, and it's not really about how I feel about them, which then ends up traumatizing.
All I hear is the dogs barking.
I know, we have one outside my window and outside my door. Anyways,
from this website, it's called popxo.com. These are the... Stop! Will you stop? 10 ways having sex changes you and not just physical. I'll do this later. Sex can make a person more loud, more confident. If a woman is open having sex and doing it often, it means that she's becoming more comfortable. Being naked with someone. Obviously, I must be having a lot of sex because I'm completely comfortable with you walking in. And I literally have my bra on.
I don't say that. What? Are you in the next one?
No, I wasn't done. I was just telling that because you were asking me why I was naked. But I wasn't naked. I had clothes on. I know. But you hear me?
Mm-hmm. I know. You had clothes on.
I was changing from work. I didn't want to wear my tight... constricting clothes. You start realizing there's nothing to hide, and when a man appreciates or compliments you just the way you are without the clothes, lingerie, makeup, you grow more comfortable comfortable. I said comfortable.
Comfortable.
It was like confident and comfortable combined with your body, and in turn more confident with how you look. Because confidence, you could be the ugliest mofo, but if you have that confidence, like, well, I am, all that in a bag of chips, which I know you probably don't even know that saying, because that is like from way back when I was your age.
No, we say...
Do you think you're all that in a Snickers bar? Do you think you're all that in a bag of chips? Oh, you all that in a bag of... Or a can of pop. I thought it would... What do I think that's how it... Yeah, anyways.
I grew really the whole hood. No, your breath smell like a can of... Never mind. Okay. There's this funny
Sex
one.
Makes a person lose weight. Not always, though. There are some people who, what they call them, they are called chubby chasers, who love plus size women.
Mm-hmm.
So they also call them BBW, big beautiful women, or BBM, which don't get confused with BDM, because BDSM and BDM is totally different. Sadomasochism. That's a freaking link. That song popped in my head. You know what I'm talking about? What? Oh my gosh.
No. Say it again.
The Freak-a-Leak song. Stop.
My God, Mom.
Yeah.
Freak-a-Leak. And she says I get off topic. Look at her. This girl, first off, interrupted me.
Did you just say this girl? this your mama, girl. This your mama.
This woman. Female.
It is not playing any music. You know what? Anyways, continue. That did not work. Why is it? Anyways, continue.
Yeah, she says, I get off topic. Look at this girl.
Look at all Riley's self.
Yeah, I took a picture of my hair one day on there because they didn't have my camera. And then the other ones had to
I don't appreciate having a million and one pictures of you on my computer.
And then there was for school, too.
Mm-hmm.
For my art project.
That is not for school. Okay. This little selfie.
All right.
So having sex, being more confident, it makes you change because you lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm restarting the computer, so.
You lose weight. Not all the time, though. Because some people naturally look the way they do.
Would that have made any sense?
Like, some people just... Even if they wanted to lose weight, some people just can't. It's how their body
is. There's always a way to lose weight.
Okay, well, yeah.
Your mama is trying to drop some LBs for different reasons.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a baby up in this belly. My uterus is for rent.
That sounds bad.
But that's what it is.
I know.
My uterus has a vacancy right now, so I need to put a baby up in there, and I need to do some extreme babysitting, and then I'll... No vacancy, extreme babysitting. What? Party up in this belly. I was almost said something else, but party up in this belly!
Oh, I wanted you to say something else.
You know, I think his name is Ubaldo. You know, he's in Cohen's Pack.
I think.
His mom... I was talking to her, you weren't there the other day, but anyway, she's a surrogate too. She's getting ready to have her surrogate baby again. She already had one back in February, was 3 years, so like right before I had Fabiola. Oh, speaking of the name Fabiola, not that name, but Jessica had her twins. Had her twins. One is named Yusuf, because that's her religion. And then the other one, the baby girl's name is Sophia, but it's spelled
Sophia or something like that, yeah.
Sophia. Fatima Adam. I think that's how they say the last name. Addam. And then it's Yusuf. And I forgot his middle name. But anyways. Sophia. They had sex and they had twins. So just think about that. You could be having sex with somebody, and you may not have twins.
So I could put on birth control and use a condom.
Not 100% guaranteed.
Higher stakes are low.
But crazy is their twins are not fraternal. They're not identical. Because they actually got pregnant on two different days. So they didn't have one embryo that split. They actually got pregnant two different days. It's very rare, but it happens.
That is freaking amazing.
It's crazy, huh?
That's kind
of
cool.
And it's crazy, like, when you look... But anyways, that's one of the consequences and pros of sex. They're twins. Just think about it. She went from having one baby to having three babies.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be kind of cool to have twins. I've always wanted to, like, twin girls or something like that. So, like, they'd either be complete jerks to each other, or they'd be, like, the best of friends.
You guys are jerks.
Like, my friends are... two of my friends are twins. Identical twins. Well, they're identical twins, but they ended up cutting their hair, and, like, they look a little different. Like, one has curlier hair than the other. But other than that, they look exactly like... Just one has longer, curlier hair, and the other has shorter, straighter hair. But they look identical.
Continue talking about sex.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a pro in this field.
I'm not a pro either.
Mm-hmm. Three kids later.
I don't understand why this is, like, not playing music. Oh, crap. It's okay. Anyways, keep talking about sex. Look at the pros and cons of having sex. Just think about it this way. You ain't be having sex in here because your brothers be over here.
No, I'm not even. I'm never. No, never.
Like, let's do it on the floor. My parents won't hear my bed squeak.
Why would I have sex here? I don't even know where you would have sex.
On your bed?
Sorry, there's no way I'm having sex on this bed. You can literally hear it, like, my bed from a mile away, even if you're not even doing anything. I'll leave the door open one
day. Come on, freakily.
Smoking it. He can come up here.
No, he needs a bath.
Hold on.
Okay.
Pros and cons.
You said bros.
Having
don't sex. Eat my sock.
Just gave it to me.
Dexy.
Okay.
You said pros and cons of having sex.
20 pros and cons of having sex.
Oh, whoa, I was actually looking at what happens, like, with relation. Didn't we have this book, like, twice?
Mm-mm.
I feel like we have that book twice.
Mm-mm. Now what?
Oh, I'll kill it. Did we get to work? So anyways, continue talking.
I could never have sex in here. Nope. Mm-mm. No way. You know where I could imagine it, though? For some reason. That makes sense.
Okay, no, so from Love and Harmony, how having sex changes the dating dynamic. When you hit up, no, I know, but I don't want to read it all.
I know.
I hear somebody pacing.
It's Dax.
I know. Come on. It's funny when you look at this, it's like.
Same.
Oh, I told girl. Her. I told her to leave her dusty ass husband. Your dad's in. That's funny. Because this is saying he's having sex with other people. She's been legitimately faithful to him for all these years. I told her to leave her dusty ass husband. WWJD, what would Jesus do? You know what he would do? He would go and find another, because that's what he did. Took it to a whole nother mother. I'm going to tell her that. That's funny. Hey, I'm pretty damn witty.
Stand-up comedian.
It's true. Am I not funny?
You're pretty funny.
When I want to be, when you're not angry at me. But isn't that funny, though? I'm going to tell her that, though. I'm going to say WWJD.
Oh, Jesus.
You're not. But when we were younger, that's what it was. It was WWJD. And, you know, everybody wore these bracelets that, what would Jesus do? So it's really funny. And she always calls him Jesse. I'm like, that is not his name. I'm like, WWJD, what would Jesus do? I tell her that all the time. So she's telling me, you know, this is totally off subject. Anyways, she should be sleeping around. I was like, leave him. I was like, he ain't gonna change. He's literally been cheating on you for like 7 years. 7 years he's been cheating on you.
She didn't know?
No. She didn't know. She just found
out. How the...
But anyways, I told her, why are you going to a therapist? I said, you should just pay me. That's because it's my dream job to be one of, like, a therapist, one of my dream jobs. You know what I mean? I love telling people exactly their feelings. And she's like, because all you're doing
is... You'd be an aggressive.
No, she's like, I know what you would say. She's like, I already know. You tell me just to leave him. She's like, it'd be done. Because I wouldn't want you to... She's like, you tell me quit coming back here when you ain't willing to change anything. How do you expect people to change...
If you
don't change, people don't change because you want them to. People change because they want to. And it's just like you're saying sorry to somebody. It's just, have you ever heard that saying? You've done your job by apologizing to somebody. You can't force somebody to accept that apology.
He's staring at the soft.
I know. But I'm just saying. So, mm-hmm. Like I said, we're adults and her husband is having sex with other people and it's totally messed up their whole entire life. Like, their whole life is in, you know, whatever. So, anyways, I'm going to tell her, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Take it to a whole nother mother. Yes! I'm totally going to say that to her. Okay. Anyways. Go ahead. Sex emotions. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking. What would you do in Lisa's situation?
I'd totally go off and have sex with other people. And divorce him. That's what I'd do.
Yep. I mean, there's the good and the bad about having sex. I mean, it's pretty cool because, I mean, it's like a whole another feeling that you get, but then it changes things. Like, I don't know. It's probably not the most appropriate conversation, but that's all right. I know you have more questions. You had questions.
Not really.
Well, I looked up. Having sex as a teen, I should have said pros and cons. And it gave me a bunch of porn to look at. It literally. Sex. Yeah. Hell, having sex helps us burn calories and keeps us healthy and active. Sometimes that's important to teenagers. All women talk
to us. All right, I already have that open.
Yeah. I know, I didn't want to stop. Anyways, everybody in the world. Unless you're, like, going to be, like, a diehard virgin, is going to have sex. Whether it's going to be self-love with masturbation or somebody else, a partner, maybe a prostitute. There are some people who literally, that's all they want is just to have sex, and they pay somebody to have sex with them. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
One person gets money, and one person gets fulfilled, get their sexual urges fulfilled. It's a win-win business.
Yeah.
Riley's like, I don't even
know. I want to talk what was on that paper.
But we talked about that fetishes. That's what a kink is. It's a fetish.
I know, but like...
What do you want to talk about?
Some of them are so weird.
But that's
like
only...
people like choking.
But that's weird to you. Doesn't make it weird.
That's true.
Obviously, there's some people who... Some people who like it, and some people, like I said, it's a personal preference. Mm-hmm. Just like you, you like carrots. I fucking think carrots are nasty. But that's, again, a personal preference. Anyways, go ahead.
You talk. Are you good?
WWJD. Here, you can talk a little bit about the emotional pros and cons of giving up virginity.
Yeah.
This is from. he's looking so sad. He sits so weird. Look at him. He sits like a human being.
He sits like that all the time.
His legs are out to the side. His tail is tucked behind him. He's just like, give me those puppy dog eyes. Oh. Go ahead.
Okay. This is from Psychology Today. The emotional pros and cons of giving up virginity. For adolescents, having sex for the first time is both risky and rewarding. Having sexual intercourse for the first time is considered by many a stepping stone in the process of sexual relationship and development. It is also a milestone along the developmental transition to adulthood. Despite the importance of this event, there remains much to learn about the risks and rewards of this sexual debut. Researchers do not yet fully understand the changes that individuals experience with a sexual debut. This is partly due to lack of studies examining how people's beliefs and experiences change about their sexual debut. This study used a sex-positive framework to explore how healthy sexual experiences can be developmentally appropriate and rewarding for adolescents despite the risks involved. Data from 174 participants over 7 waves of data collection were used to compare behaviors, drinking and substance use, delinquent and aggressive behavior, and beliefs before and after a sexual debut for participants who had their sexual debut at age 15 or after. Differences were measured among participants who had a sexual debut earlier than 15 years old, from 15 to 19 years old, or after 19 years old. Demonstrated that an early sexual debut was related to risks such as greater substance use, more depression and anxiety, getting into trouble more often, and lower global self-worth. That's interesting. Well, I want to read this one. Here we go.
Yeah. I got to run Robert. Do you want to keep talking while I run Robert?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about what's the right age to begin having sex.
There is no right age.
Exactly. We're going to read what Psychology Today has to say.
You mean my dream job?
Yeah.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
What's the right age to begin having sex? Is there a right time for a first sexual experience? Despite the controversy surrounding first-time sex, most young people in the United States become sexually active well before adulthood. Wow. So, lately, it's been, like, usually it occurs at the age of between 15 and 19. And it's considered late if it occurs after the age of 19. Considering how important one's first sexual experience can be in establishing normal sexual relations and romantic pairings, it's essential that potential risks such as pregnancy and sexually transmitted disease, STDs, be recognized. Research consistently shows that adolescents who have had a sexual debut before age 15 are less likely to use contraception than those who debut in the normative or late groups. They are also more likely to have a history of substance abuse and emotional problems. In terms of gender differences, males who are early starters are more likely to be aggressive and prone to antisocial behavior than later starters. Early starting females, on the other hand, are more prone to depression than late starters. Wow. For that matter, what about the positive aspects of adolescent sex? Although research into adult sexuality identifies a wide range of psychological benefits, including stress relief, good health, and lower mortality, extending this kind of research to adolescents is often controversial. A study published in Developmental Psychology takes a closer look at the positive and negative aspects of first-time sex in adolescents. Rachel Lynn Golden from the University of Denver and a team of fellow researchers analyzed the experiences of 200 10th grade students, 100 males and 100 females, carefully selected to ensure that their racial and ethnic distribution matched that of the United States.
This can't be plugged in the whole time.
It's been plugged in for a few days
now. I know. That's a way to make the battery short out.
Along with standard tests measuring drug use, self-worth, and mental health status, all the participants completed questionnaires on their dating history, sexual behavior, dating satisfaction, and sexual satisfaction. Results showed that an early sexual debut tends to be associated with higher risk of internalizing symptoms, depression, withdrawal, loneliness, etc., externalizing symptoms, aggression, antisocial behavior, etc., substance abuse, and poor self-worth. Earlier sexual debut was associated with positive benefits as well, including greater romantic appeal, greater sexual satisfaction for males, and greater dating satisfaction for males. For females, there seems to be little difference in sexual and dating satisfaction among those reporting early, normative, or late sexual debuts.
What does that mean?
So what do these results suggest? As Golden and her co-authors point out, it isn't clear whether the problems that seem to come with an early introduction to sex are due to the sexual experience itself or to other issues that may influence how young people develop later in life.
So, having an early sexual debut isn't necessarily all bad.
You don't have to read the whole article.
I know, I skipped a lot. So, technically, what if having sex hurts?
But you have to go back to what you were saying.
So, to me, personally, I feel like there is no right age to have sex.
But are you talking about regular sex, like penis and vagina sex, or are you talking
about... PNV? Yes, I'm talking about that. Why does this keep...
Or are you talking about anal sex? Are you talking about oral sex? Are you talking about
hand jobs? Are you talking about... sex. Okay. Hand jobs... Oral sex.
Over the close, touchy-feely?
Yes. That sounds weird when I say groping.
But that's what the word is. It's groping, yeah, fondling.
Fondling, groping, anal, oral, PNV. Does not matter what kind of sex it is.
This book? I don't even know what this book is.
Kind of.
Admit you're out to lunch. What is this book about? Anyways, keep going.
So I don't think that there's a right age to have sex. I just think that...
This is the one that you tell me you're absolutely right.
No. I don't ever tell you that. Actually, I do if I give up. I'm like, you know what? You're right. You're right.
Anyways, go ahead.
I think that there is no right age to have sex. I just think that... I mean, obviously, the younger you are... the weirder people are going to look at you. Like, I have a friend who had she had sex for the first time when she was 12. And whenever she tells people that, they all get weirded out and grossed out by her. Like, would you be grossed out if I told you one of my friends?
No. It's not my business. I told her I said take it to a whole nother mother. I did. I told her it said WWJD.
Same.
She's probably laughing at that. Anyways. See? And I also told her if she wants to keep complaining to Facebook, give me $20. Anyways, continue.
I don't know. I mean, I know people who haven't lost their virginity yet, and they're like 18. She said, yup, angry face. And then I know people who have lost their virginity at, lost, quote unquote, at 12, 15, 16, yeah, so
who is this person? Do I know this person?
The one who had sex when they were 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. She just moved.
Huh? Hey. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Older dude.
Did her parents freak out?
They got kind of mad about it, yeah.
Was she at her house? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? And you wonder why your dad said...
It's because she had her brother's old room, which is right where the window is.
They don't talk... Don't, because everybody will know who you're talking about then.
No, they don't.
Hold on. I want you to think about what you're about to spill out on a podcast. It's okay, don't write it up. I want you to think about twice before you spill somebody else's secret on a podcast.
I know, yeah.
I'm trying to help you keep your friend's confidentiality a secret. Because you don't want to take this relationship to a whole nother level. She'll downgrade you. She'll be downgrading you from best friend to just a friend.
It's okay.
And then you'll be like, you say he's just a friend. I'm just a friend.
And you say he's just a friend. You know, he really talks to her.
Who?
They don't. Yes, me and C, we don't talk. We talk about how we don't talk to her anymore. Because there's nothing really to talk about.
Okay, anyways.
I know when my mom had sex, but I'm not saying when she had sex. Do not know my dad, though.
I just had sex just now.
That's really weird.
Totally just went in the bathroom and self-loved myself.
Good for you, Mom. Good for you. Hope you washed your hands.
Of course.
I haven't had sex yet. I know, right? Crazy. I have had... Ooh, Dad listens to this.
He doesn't listen to this.
Watch, this is going to be the one episode
he listens to. He doesn't listen, but Auntie Marlia listens to our podcast.
I don't think she knows yet.
What?
That I kissed somebody. You know the craziest thing I've done?
And you got busted because I told you. I just said, we got cameras everywhere. You think we don't know?
Because you didn't know.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I knew.
Okay, that was just mom, like, mom tuition.
It's mom tuition, no.
Mom tuition.
No.
No, it was mom tuition because y'all best believe...
That you try to be sneaky.
No, I did not try doing it in front of the camera. It just happened.
Just telling you that you guys think you're sneaky, but you're not.
Cool. Hey, great. Hey, guess what?
Let me tell you, in this day and age, Big Brother is always watching. Oh my God,
1984 or whatever that book's called.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, in this day and age, when you think that you're not being watched, there is nowhere besides the bathroom, and even then it's questionable, that there's always a camera. You ever watch those spy movies and all that where they're like, we need to find this person, zoom in right here, do, 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 and like, million, just think about that.
I know. I haven't done anything crazy.
You might, if you want to have Robert clean your bed. What's underneath your dresser?
Oh, I saw.
You might want to go get it. You want Robert to clean up in here, that's why I told you not to put it there.
I haven't had sex yet. I don't plan to have a while. Actually, who knows?
That's not true. You have this number in your head. It's 15. And Auntie told you the same thing. Just think about it. You can have all the precautions in the world. You can take birth control and it can fail you. And you can have a baby at 17. Because that's literally what she did.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, was she on birth control?
Yes.
And she's condom.
Dang. The only thing 100% fail proof is abstinence.
Or getting your tubes tied.
Not always.
Literally, like 99.99999.
Just saying that it could happen.
It could. Oh, of course, there's rather pleasurable later on. I'm going to say, thinking about that. You can answer with, like, these things with emojis.
Any of your books talk about sex?
Yeah. Don't know where my body's.
It's funny, I literally was going to look up that, too. But I'm a person that likes to learn with infographs. Love it. I love infographs.
I like
76% of Washington U students have had sex. We've looked at that before. Just the tips. Whoa. Don't do that. I keep thinking of my phone. Like, it's like my phone. I pulled a Riker. What you doing on the phone? 54% of you use dating apps or websites. The top apps among 54% are Tinder, 96%, Bumble, 35%, and Snapchat. We know what you're there for. 68.8% of you turn to Tinder for a confidence boost. Oh, I love when Jessie's on Tinder. She sends me all these screenshots. It's the best.
Really?
And she's funny. It's because she really likes this guy. You know what his name is?
Yeah.
Jesus. It sounds like the dog. Go see if it's stuck. Robert, we got a new vacuum robot. It sounds like he's stuck. That is cool. Sounds like he's giving it to somebody. Just the tips. Your best advice for fellow bears. Okay, so go back on Tinder during finals week. Everyone is desperate, bored, and sexually frustrated. Kiss the neck, lick ear, flick the bean. Quote Hamilton.
That's going to be my Instagram bio. Yeah. Kiss the neck.
Oh my gosh. That's...
He fixed himself.
Typical man. You get up and you go to help him and he's already fucking fixed himself.
Well, you just stereotyped males.
Did you? Yep. Wait, I want to see this infograph.
Infograph.
Nice. I love it. This is how my brain works. Stop. I'm trying to see that. I love looking for donut. My favorite.
Wait.
It says, well, positive having sex, it would be, is if you have a stuffy nose, have sex, it's a natural antihistamine. According to popular men's magazine, more women talk dirty during sex than men, which is probably true. Let's see. Sex facts for young people.
Really? I don't think that's true. Maybe. Well, depends, I guess.
This is Australian. How are young people in Australia having sex? That was the one that you're looking at. That's what it was. Was hand in, like,
hand in its own finger. Wait. That's not weird.
Wait, that's the wrong button. Oh, no. Don't want to search that. No, I'm trying to zoom in. Wait. I think
it's accidentally like starts pulling up Pornhub several times.
Oh, look. Did you know that was a shortcut? If you go control minus, it's decreases in window size. If you go control plus, okay. Do you know if you knew that?
I knew that.
I do too. I was trying to figure it out because I never use this computer because the kids are always on it. 40%. God, they make this so. I'm so old. 40% of year 10 and 12 students have surveyed, or a student surveyed have had their sexual. This is again, this is in Australia. 34% of young people surveyed said they would discuss how to have sexual pleasure that didn't involve penetrative genital sex, so penis and vagina. Almost one third of young people surveyed reported that they had experienced unwanted sex. The two most common reasons are whether they were being too drunk or being peer pressured by their partner. 10% of students reported that their last sexual encounter happened outdoors.
I'm just kidding.
Only 50% of Australian students surveyed that they always use condoms. 43% of these only use condoms. Condoms are the most effective way. It's funny because we call it STDs, but it says STIs. Sexually transmitted
infections?
Maybe. Myth about sexual health. The oral contraceptive pill protects you against STIs, so STDs. But it doesn't. It does not protect you against STIs. Condoms are the most effective way to prevent it. It's got this weird monster. Chlamydia is the most common that's what we should do one podcast. I actually thought about doing it this week. Is to talk about the different STDs.
Can I do a bonus episode tonight?
No, because you're going to go to bed.
No.
Yeah, you still have laundry to do.
No.
And your trash is still out.
No.
So.
No.
I don't know. I just think that when it happens. There should be no rush to have sex because you have your whole entire life to have sex.
I could probably see myself losing it around the ages 15 to 19.
Again, you are obsessed, as your dad would say, obsessed with this number of 15.
Well, that's the youngest I'd ever have it at.
But you're, like, in your mind, because you've already said, I'm going to be 15. That's going to be the youngest. In your mind, you've already planted the seed that 15 is the number for you.
No, we're aiming for 18.
I'm just...
We're aiming for anything. I don't even, like...
One day you'll actually, in order to have sex, you actually have to have friends and go out and do things. But at this rate...
Are you saying I don't have friends?
At this rate,
you're right.
You're going to be wrong. Whoa. You're going to be locked up in this house forever because you don't want it.
No. Oh, my God. And one of my friends finally went over to Jake's house.
Mm-hmm.
His name starts with an E. He's, like, my best friend in the whole entire universe.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Sierra are my best friends. And his mom's finally letting him go out. Finally letting him go out. And he was at their house the other day, and he didn't even tell me, and I got so mad about it. So he was like, oh, next time you go over there, I'll go over there too. And I was like, I haven't seen this guy since Valentine's Day of last year. That was over a year ago. Well, actually, no, I saw him the other day when he was practicing for soccer tryouts at school. But last time I actually had a physical, like, conversation and stuff was February 14th, 2020.
2020 didn't even happen. It's not a year that exists. It was a year that
That was the coolest day of that year. One of the coolest days of that year. Because that's the day when Jay's family took us to our school to go see that movie while you guys went on a date.
Okay, this is from City Journal Regrets and Teen. We've heard it so often that it seems like common sense. There's no stopping teenagers from having sex. But a new poll conducted by 17 Magazine and the Miss Foundation gives ample reason for doubt, entitled Teenagers Under Pressure. The survey of 1,000 13 to 21-year-olds found out that an overwhelming 81% of the girls who had already had sex wished they waited until they were older. So did 60% of the boys. Why didn't they wait? 76% of the girls said that they and their friends have sex primarily because they want to please their boyfriends. 58% of boys agreed. The poll suggests that many teenage girls are hesitant but have trouble justifying their reluctance. They simply seem dazed and confused about sex, far indeed from the worldliness that they often put on display. But whereas hesitant girls might once have had the full weight of an adult society behind their no, today the message is considerably more ambiguous. Do you know what that means? Ambiguous.
I guess.
You don't know? Do you know what ambiguous means? It means, like, vague. You're not giving a yes, you're not giving a no, you're like...
Yeah. Maybe.
I hear Robert, I think he's done. Indeed, to judge by our popular culture, the ultimate arbiter of taste, I know I can't say it, arbiter of taste and manners for main teens, the sexual naive is a loser. In a recent episode of ER, last season's top-rated TV show, Ow, glamour boy Doug Grease has recently separated friends' admission that his wife had been his only partner with a torrent of laughter. So the guy got made fun of because his wife is his only partner. Dr. Joy, stop it. Stop rubbing your leg on me. Dr. Joyce Brothers notes that in the past, sexually active college students would seek counseling, believing that they had a problem. Now virgins are coming, fearing that there's something wrong with them because everyone else is active. I will punch you again.
Oh, I'm trying to get...
So anyways, that's interesting. Over half of the U.S. teens have had sexual intercourse by the age of 18. This is obviously in 2000. Well, this is in 2017, obviously, because they're not on it.
I didn't hear anything you said. All I hear is 17, obviously. Yeet. Yeet. Yeet.
Yeet. Yeet. As your brother says. Yeet. What did he name? He had to write something for school, and it was like, fill in the bubbles. You know what he filled it in with? Yeet and yeet yeet.
You were talking about Riker?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sexual active teens. This is from Child Trends Indicator Sexual Activity. Percentage of students grade 9th through 12th who reported they are sexually active by race, Hispanic origin, selected years. Whoa. So, blacks were the most active originally at 60%, but it has went down. Us white folks... white, non-Hispanic, we pretty much stayed the same at 40%. And then, wait, no, those were Hispanics. And then the whites have stayed below at 30%. That's crazy.
Really?
Sexually experienced to teens. You can go ahead and, wait, how much time do we have left? Probably not enough.
When do we ever have enough time?
How much time do we have? 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
We have this.
I can't say anything. You have like 12 minutes. 12 surprising teenage sexuality statistics. Here, you can read this. Ow, my leg.
1. About 12% of them, among the teenagers who are between 12 and 14 years old, about 12% of them are sexually active. 5% of teenagers age 12 are sexually active, 10% of teenagers age 13 are sexually active, and 20% of teenagers who are 14 are sexually active. But this is surprising when one takes into account the fact that less than 50% of all teenagers between the age of 12 and 14 actually have gone on a date.
They're having sex without going on dates. Is that what it's saying?
Yeah. Most of them.
They're being hoe bags.
Dang, I guess I'm a hoe bag. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Guess so. Your dad don't even take me on dates. Bang, bang!
Bang, bang, bang!
Mother, woo, woo! Pull up into the train station, unload, and go.
Burn you.
They don't get the reference to the Barney.
An interesting reality derived from contemporary teenage sexuality statistics is that girls between the age of 15 and 19 are less likely to have sex, which is possibly because of the fear of becoming pregnant, getting infected with STDs or HIV, or simply because they are more informed and mature.
Are you a mature?
No.
Do you feel like you're informed?
I'm informed and mature.
Robert is trying to
knock
in.
Knock, who dare?
Knock, no, who dare? Robert up in this biatch.
More teenagers.
WWJ. Ow, JD.
More teenagers are opting for more than one sex partner today. 25% of those aged between 12 and 14 years old reported to be sexually active with more than one person. Teenage couples that are the same age have a 13% chance of indulging in sex. When one teenager is 2 years older, then that chance decreases to 26%. If one of the partners is 3 years older, then that chance increases to 33%. And if a teenager 12 to 14 dates an older teenager 15 to 19, then the chance of indulging sex goes up to 47%.
Whoa. I ain't even going to say who that old.
Shut up.
Hold on.
No.
Does this person still listen?
I think so.
47% of you having sex with my daughter. Yeah, your face bright red.
Oh, no. They're going to listen and call me, like, by tomorrow. Something and be like, what?
They don't matter if they call you. They can't. I'm be like, block you. WWMD, what would mom do?
I got to kind of read it again.
Hold on. You said a WebMD, you got mom MD.
Okay. And if a younger teenager... 12 to 14 dates an older teenager. In her head, she's going, I told you so.
I'm not even gonna say that. Just that other person who took you out on a pseudo step parent kind of adoptive date said the same thing. Those parents that took you out after an event this last weekend, and they took you and they were talking to you about said person. And they said, let me tell you, I was a teenage boy once. Dad was a teenage boy once.
Yeah, okay. And if a young teenager, 12 to 14, dates an older teenager, 15 to 16, then the chance of indulging in sex goes up to 47%. In other words, almost half of all teenagers who date people 4 years older or more will have sex.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell, her face is bright ass red right now. Facts don't lie. Right there, black and white.
And an equal number of boys have sex to satiate their curiosity and to attend
their
sex.
Did you say satiate?
Satiate their curiosity.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
If you are satiated?
It
means...
Yeah.
You're fulfilled.
Yeah. An equal number of boys.
Oh, I'm so satiated.
An equal number of boys have sex. Satiate their curiosity and to attend their sexual desires.
Hold on. I have a question. Now, reading this, does this make you realize that I'm not absolutely out of my damn mind when I tell you something like this?
Well, let me tell ya. Let me talk to ya. If I was ever in that situation and I was not prepared, that ain't finna happen.
What did you tell your brother the other night? I hate to admit it. Sometimes mom is right. She knows what she's talking about.
Shut up.
What were you guys talking about?
We were talking about, because he wouldn't tell you, like...
No, he didn't want to do his chores or something like that.
No, it was with the whole Boy Scout thing on the slide.
Oh.
something like that. So 33% of boys are curious, and 33% of boys want to fix their or have their sexual cravings Wait, that makes sense.
Okay, we only got like 5 minutes left. Anyways, this was the episode.
That just like called me out. This website just called me out really badly.
I got receipts right here. Anyways, this week's episode of Parenting Talk is over.
47%.
Yes. This was another episode about sex. I'm sure we'll have many, 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 many more episodes about sex. Because we're at the curious age and somebody is curious. And they want to know all about sex.
Does it hurt? The first time? Someone said the first time was uncomfortable. It didn't, like, really hurt. It was just, like, that was
weird. It could. I mean, a lot of things depend on it.
Like, when you think about it, it's like, when you're having sex, and, like, you have clothes on, and obviously, you have to take, well, you don't have to, I mean, you kind of do, but, like, you take your clothes off, and it's, like, just standing there, you're like, wait, hold on, let me take my shirt off, hold on. Okay. Like,
it's not like in a movie. It's not like you're like, okay, take that. I mean, I guess in the first time you'd be like, I don't know.
You're just kind of like,
not always.
But like, it's like, you're just like passionate. And then you're like, wait a minute. Let me take my clothes off.
Not always. Not always. But anyways, this episode of Parenting Talk is over because we don't have enough time. You have chores to finish.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You have to empty the trash and do
the towels. I have to put wax on my sore.
So, next week's episode, I have no idea what's going to be up because I never know what I want to talk about. And this one over here does never have a topic idea.
No, my topic ideas are fan-freaking-tastic. But they're not fan-freaking-tastic enough for an episode. Because I'm all over the place with my topics. So when I say a certain topic, I mean like five topics in that topic.
No, you don't have a specific topic. All right, this is Bree.
This is Riley.
This is Parenting Talk.
And this is you.
And you can always message us, email us.
Send us a message through Anchor. If you use Anchor, you can do that.
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah, they can send you a voice message.
Yeah, interesting. Didn't know that.
I was going to send us a voice message. Be like testing. Hello.
But you can always email me at brichie08@gmail.com.
Or email me.
If you don't want to have a mom to read your email. If you want a stupid teenager.
Oh, that was me. I'm gonna cry.
You're my stupid teenager.
Email me at reallyriley@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell Riley, I'm sorry. It's not the normal way.
Okay. Yeah. Alright. Peace out. Parenting Talk.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to listen to Dad's part of the episode.